Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
It's 6 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. Doug is out right now. I am Jay Kirshner, and joined with me is a very special guest co-host today, my husband, Ryan Kirshner. Welcome to the table.
Sure. What's happening?
Well, thank you very much for doing this with me today. It is going to be fun. We have a lot to talk about. What do you say we get started with some of the bad news? Get that out of the way.
Sure.
Okay, so the bad news is we didn't win the $1 billion Powerball. And if you were listening to this, neither did you.
Did we play?
No, we keep forgetting to do that part.
I did. So yeah.
Did you?
Yep, I did for us, but yep, we did win.
Loser. So.
All right. Jeez.
Well, but here's the thing. So it was a single ticket that was sold in Oregon.
Of course it was.
I know. I always, you know, I have to be honest, I get a little torn of this. Sometimes I'm kind of like, you know what, I hope it's one person that gets all of this. And then other times I'm like, you know what, I hope it was a bunch of people that pulled their money together for that single ticket.
Yeah.
But it was nearly $1.4 billion. Yeah. Winning numbers were 22, 27, 44, 52, 69. The Powerball was 9. And the cash payment, if they decide to take the cash payment, $621 million.
That's Scrooge McDuck money.
That is life-changing money. If you won the lottery, would you go for the cash payment or would you go with the annuity?
Annuity, because I'm better off alive. I'm worth more alive than I am with the full payout.
What?
Right, because you can't pass it on. You get once.
You can. You can.
Yeah, but I ain't. I would not. I'd be like, so you better keep me alive to get those payments, baby.
Plus, just you get more money, and with each passing year, it's not like it's the same amount of money each year. Each year, you get more, even more money.
Well, you know, and yes, I understand that, but in theory, when you take out the big lump sum, you can invest, you can do all that other stuff, and that can make money as well you're doing. So there are, you know, benefits to both, but just for the, you know, I guess the neuroticy side of it, I'd be like, no, I need to stay alive. So I would take the payments, and I need to be there, and I need to sign for, and I need to be alive, you know. It would just be one of those things like, you know, the cameraman never dies. Like the guy who has to show up every year for his payment never dies. So
that is so morbid.
It is.
That is one way to look at it.
It is, but that's the way my brain works.
And we also know a lot of people who, and not just personally, but we always hear this, that some people will not buy a lottery ticket if the jackpot doesn't reach a certain amount. And
that's me.
So what's the limit for you, or what is the number for you before you start buying a ticket?
It's got to be over like 300, 400.
Okay.
Because again, like, when people say life-changing money, I mean, yes, that's life-changing money. But, like, being me, I would give a lot of it away. So I would want a lot of it and cushion. So, you know, the kids, the nieces, the nephews, the cousins, everybody who's younger than us would all get taken care of. But then I would give a lot away to other people's kids, nieces, cousins, nephews, so they could all be taken care of. Because that stress load on, you know, Americans is very heavy.
Yeah, you have such a good heart. You're definitely the better of us, too.
Yeah, you wouldn't give a dime to anybody.
Probably not. I'm pretty selfish. I didn't learn sharing in kindergarten. Moving on, speaking of life-changing money, though, $90,000 is still life-changing enough that a Kentucky woman won that on a $5 scratch-off and quit the job that made her miserable.
What?
Good for her.
That's not good for her.
Why is that not good for her? She quit a job that made her miserable so she can go find another job.
Look, we just talked about being smart with your money, and this is like the complete opposite of being... This is like, again, when we say with the inflated world we live in, $90,000 is the win, so she probably took home about 60-ish, I'm guessing 63, 65, maybe somewhere around there. And that's like, right now, that's like a car and a year's worth of mortgage.
But think about it this way. You have a job that you absolutely loathe, you can't stand. Most people have to get a job lined up, and sometimes they don't have that opportunity. So they get stuck in the job because they do live paycheck to paycheck. The majority of people live paycheck to paycheck, especially millennials, Gen Z, all of that stuff. But with this, she could quit the job she hates. And she's not just retiring. She's not saying, I'm never working again. This gives her the time, even like if it's just 1 month, to go find a different job. It gives her a little bit of that wiggle room, a little bit of that breathing room where she can go find a different job.
Wiggle room and breathing room means you're spending money. Like, I'm just saying, if you, okay, this is what I would do if I were her. I would take those winnings. I would go on a vacation that you've earned because now she can afford one. And I would look for a new job while on that vacation, come home, and then quit and move on and still not have to tap into that other money. Because again, in this day and age, 60 to 65 grand, I know it sounds like a lot of money, but it really doesn't go that far anymore. So,
she could afford like a headhunter. Is that what I'm thinking of? Is that the word I'm thinking of that helps you find a job or helps you find the right kind of job?
Pay for somebody to find you a great job in a great environment, go on vacation, take your 2 weeks, get paid, you know. There's options. Quitting's just probably the worst one. Just my theory.
Even on a job that makes you absolutely miserable.
Yeah, well, who does backflips walking into work every day? Like, woohoo, I'm happy to be here. Like, we're human, all right? Like,
but extremes. But we're talking extremes. There's a difference of not liking your job and, like, a former situation I had where I straight up needed therapy because of how toxic. And, I mean, you were there.
Was it?
It was a bad situation. And I really, and I'm not joking, I'm not being facetious, I really did need therapy after that job. It was very, what's the word I'm looking for? I already used toxic. I'm looking for a different word.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've been an executive producer, associate producer, a board op. We didn't get treated exactly very nicely either. What's up, James?
James, our producer in Texas. We will be hearing from him momentarily. On the East Coast, though, 4.8 magnitude earthquake, a rare earthquake in New Jersey, felt along the East Coast. The city, New York City, was shaking and rattling and rolling.
Yeah, that's wild.
Have you ever experienced an earthquake?
I have not. You used to live out in L.A., and that's when I would visit you, and that was in my days of, like, I'll never travel anywhere. I didn't travel as a young buck, and I didn't do it as a teen, and I didn't do it as a young adult, and then when I started visiting you, that's kind of when everything started, I started traveling more, so I was the typical, eyes are quarter wide in LA looking at the Hollywood sign like, oh my gosh, we're in the land of magic, and it was just a dirty city. Really.
There are definitely areas.
Oh, well, Venice is one of the nicest cities I've ever been in, so I will always say that.
No, yeah, it is great. Well, so this was definitely a rare earthquake, and then the aftershock felt was still even like just as strong, a 4.0. So that was interesting.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean like your table shaking?
It was pretty heavy. Yes. Yeah.
Like, everything in the movies is like jump under a table. Is that even really the smartest thing to do?
Well, yeah. Like in a door frame or under a table, because if things are falling or if things start collapsing, you want to protect your head. You want to.
That makes sense.
Kind of like tuck and cover. Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of tuck and cover, there was a guy that was in the middle of a procedure at his doctor's office.
I don't even
when
know.
This happened.
Guy in procedure. I don't even want to know. Shaking. Like, come on. Tell me it was like something simple.
Well, how simple is a vasectomy?
See, why does this, like, see, you know, now I got an issue.
Right? Now it's real. Now it's personal.
Now it's real.
Yeah. No, his name is Justin Allen, and he took to social media to capture his experience. And he goes to his doctor, and everything's going as normal as usual. His appointment began at 10 a.m. The doctor's walking him through everything, what to expect, how everything is going to go with the procedure itself. And then the procedure gets started. Mind you, I don't know how many people know this, but you are not asleep during a vasectomy. You are awake.
I didn't know
you are aware of everything, but you are numb, so you are not feeling anything.
That's cute.
Well, how is that different from a C-section?
Did you feel anything?
No, but I was awake. But that's the point. He didn't feel anything. You're not feeling anything, but you're still awake.
That's mental torture. But okay, continue. Proceed.
So he was fully aware of everything when the shaking started, and he thought maybe there was a train going by and kind of not realizing, wait, is a train really that close that it's shaking the building? Why is it still shaking? He said the doctor put the instruments down on the table and just kind of stopped for a moment and was like,
bravo, doctor.
What is happening? And then once everything kind of stopped, they're like, all right, I guess we get back to the procedure. And that was an earthquake.
Thank God the doctor was the doctor. I'm guessing the doctor was a man, so he knew the levity of the situation.
But still, that's a rare location to have an earthquake. Definitely a rare location to have an earthquake.
It's also a rare location to be having surgery while.
Well, this is a story for the ages. But can we also think about this for a moment? You have a rare earthquake. There are photos. I don't know if you saw any of these going around. There was a storm and lightning strike on the Statue of Liberty, which, of course, the Statue of Liberty probably has lightning strikes every so often. But you have that, and then you have this. You have as the total solar eclipse happening today, Mercury in retrograde.
My wife always says it's retrograde.
Yeah. Are we at the dawning of an apocalypse?
No. Next story.
A discussion to be continued. Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com. It's 18 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-565-9662.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com. Or call 800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. 6-pack of towels, $25. 4-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now. It is time for trending and also kind of like some celebrity gossip. And there is a lot to get through. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher have revealed that they are divorcing after 13 years of marriage. They have called it quits. And they posted in statement shared to their Instagram stories, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down. We have always prioritized our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion and love for our children. We sincerely appreciate you respecting our family's wish for privacy. This kind of comes as a shock. They've definitely been very private over the years, very protective of their relationship, their family, pretty much refusing to discuss each other, even when questioned in interviews. Once upon a time, when Isla Fisher was asked about the secret to the relationship, she had said that she doesn't know if keeping their relationship private and keeping it off of the public domain has been really the secret to their marriage, but that their private family life has always been very valuable to her, and the same has always been with Sacha Baron Cohen as well. In other news, the CMT Awards were last night, and Jelly Roll had quite the ordeal just getting to Austin, Texas for the awards, where he was nominated for 3 awards. His private jet had to make an emergency landing. The 39-year-old was on his way to Austin, Texas with his team, with his wife, Bunny XO, and she was the one who documented on social media. Apparently, the technical difficulties they experienced mid-flight was just that the things went off. Things just kind of stopped working mid-flight, and they had to make an emergency landing, fix the issue, get back on the plane, make their way to the award show, where he did win in every single one of his categories. And last but certainly not least, we honor a true legend, the Reverend Dr. Cecil L. Murray, a.k.a. Chip Murray, an influential pastor and civil rights leader who used his tenure at one of L.A.'s oldest churches to uplift the predominantly black neighborhoods of South L.A. following one of the country's worst race riots. He has died of natural causes at the age of 94. He was born in Lakeland, Florida in 1929. And the Reverend Dr. Murray spent 27 years as the pastor of the first African Methodist Episcopal Church in L.A. The church was small when he took it over, but under his tenure and by the time he retired, it had grown to be an 18,000-member megachurch. In 1992, the acquittal of four police officers who were caught on video violently beating Rodney King, and that triggered the explosion of violence in predominantly black neighborhoods of South L.A., Murray emerged as a calming presence, if you will, and he was a frequent guest on national TV shows and in news stories, and he used his connections with the city's political and business leaders to raise money for recovery efforts, including loans for businesses and assistance for people displaced by the violence. He was unparalleled in his ability to mobilize the city of L.A. to heal the inequities related to race and income equality, and under his leadership, the church worked to transform the community through a host of programs and initiatives. This included job training and support for foster children and developing affordable housing units for low-income families. So we say rest in power to the true legend who was Reverend Dr. Cecil L. Chip Murray. Don't forget, you can always weigh in on anything we are discussing, join the conversation, add to the conversation. If you have a story that you want to share that you think might be of interest, go ahead and hit us up. You can get to us on social media at Good Day Networks. We would also love to hear your voice. Give us a call, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's 27 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays, and use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything on the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Update. It's not exactly advisable to take photos of Monday's solar eclipse with your smartphone or other device that could cause considerable damage, according to device makers. You'll want to use the same material used in eclipse viewing glasses to put over your phone's lens. There are also smartphone filter kits available online. Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he will not be endorsing any presidential candidate in this year's election. USA's John Schaefer explains.
The actor and WWE superstar cited the backlash he received after endorsing President Biden and Vice President Harris during the 2020 election as the reason behind his decision.
Oh man, that caused an incredible amount of division in our country. So I realize now going into this election, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that because my goal is to bring our country together.
Johnson further said that he intends to keep his political views private and that he has no plans of running for president.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lana Seven Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
After the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio Program, I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back with us before we know it. But right now, we still have my husband, Ryan Kirshner, with us. And, okay, so, Ryan, I have to tell you this, though.
What's up?
Doug and I, we try to talk sports every so often. I don't follow sports all that much unless it's Cleveland-based sports. And even then, I'm kind of like, it depends. You know, I'm a total homer.
Yeah, but you're knowledgeable. You're knowledgeable.
I am, yeah, but not with everything else. This year, regarding March Madness happenings,
yeah.
I was fully out of the loop. This is the first year in as long as I can remember that I didn't do a bracket. So I don't know what it was. I couldn't really focus on a lot of it. Doug doesn't really know any sports. So every so often, Jen, she will give us the rundown of what's happening in LA, especially with the Dodgers. But you need to become like a regular part of the Good Day program. Like you be our sports guy because you know everything about all of the sports, not just the Cleveland home base stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you say with the March Madness and the guys. I was more interested in the women's this year. The women's tournament was spectacular.
They were good. Well, give us a recap on the women's tournament.
Well, it actually concluded here in Cleveland over the weekend with South Carolina beating Iowa. And Caitlin Clark, who is basically the female Steph Curry, she is like a superstar. But yeah, it was an unbelievable weekend in Cleveland, and South Carolina is like the first women's team to go undefeated, probably since UConn, because good Lord knows UConn probably have done that many times. But yeah, it was a great weekend for the women's, and you know, I hate to say it, but I don't really get into March Madness like you said. Like, it's not my thing. I get all the other stuff, but I'm more of a pro sport guy. I like when people are actually good at it, and I'm not trying to be like disrespectful to.
Yeah, a lot of these college athletes, student athletes in college, some of them are kids. Amazing, and you can already pinpoint who is going to go into the pros, who has the bigger chance of the pros, but not everybody is at that caliber.
I can't, like, again, when people are missing wide open layups, it's tough for me. I can watch that in high school. And support my niece when she's cheerleading and the awful play. And, but again, it's, they're kids and they should be learning the game and they should be growing with the game. We grew up in the era where all these kids were in there for 4 years. They were better. Usually they didn't get drafted unless they were a junior or a senior because their game, their bodies, the maturity, their mentals have developed. You know, giving an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old millions and millions of dollars isn't really...
But when did they change that rule? Because we know...
It could have been in the 90s. You know, I don't know exactly when.
Well, no, because Kobe joined right after high school. LeBron James joined right out of high school.
It had to have been in the mid-90s. I would say mid to late 90s is probably when that trend really started to happen. Out of all the guys that went straight to the NBA from high school, I think there was like four or five of them that were like... not only Hall of Famers, but really good, championship caliber players. Mm-hmm. Everyone else had one contract and they were done. They just couldn't handle it. Again, they're children with big contracts.
Yeah, and you have to have like a really strong group around you. LeBron James is an exception to the rule. I mean, he had everything going for him. Right out of high school, and just I remember watching him in high school. Did you go to any of the games? Yeah,
St. Vincent St. Mary. Yeah, they used to play They used to play at the Wolstein Center here in Cleveland because the high school couldn't. There was such a demand to watch high school basketball.
He was a superstar basketball player even while he was still in high school.
Yep.
And he, I mean, look at him now. He's still in the league. He's still one of the best. Absolutely one of the best. And the cool thing is, his son, Bronny James, just declared for the draft.
Well, he also entered the portal, too. So
What's that mean? I don't know what that one is.
Yeah, this is where I can give you the skinny on this whole situation. So Bronny James had a heart attack in preseason camp.
Yes, he suffered the cardiac arrest.
I mean,
wasn't he staying after? He was known to stay after practice and stay after games to keep practicing, getting better. And that's because he had the cardiac arrest where he was and with other people that had all of the equipment, they were able to make everything really not.
Well, they could save his life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and so here's the thing. He had to recover from that. So there's, you know, liability issues and all of that. So they really, honestly, it wouldn't have surprised me if they didn't even want to let him even play this year. Because, let's just be frank, it's not an easy situation to navigate.
No, but who's the football player that I'm so sorry I'm blanking on his name, the Bills player?
The Bills player, again, they didn't let him touch the field this year. They let him practice. They let him get healthy. They were like, that's a major
health issue.
They want
to make sure there's not another situation,
right? Mm-hmm. And at 19, come on. So, he only averaged like 4 points a game. He came off the bench the whole season. This is more about, I think, him leaving Southern Cal to go somewhere where he can start, he can develop his game. Because the only, so this tells me one of two things. He either wants to go to another college and develop his game and be a starter, or two, he knows he'll never be an impactful NBA player, and he knows with the catch with his dad saying, whoever drafts Bronny, I will be willing to leave the Lakers and go to your franchise.
Well, he's been very open about the fact, LeBron James has, that he wants to play with his son. Like, it is his dream in life to play with his son. Not against his son, with his son. With he wants to be on the same team.
Yeah, so they, with dad dangling that, and let's look, you know, Bronny may never be, you know, at best, he may be a G League player or an overseas league player, and, and that's no knock to him. That this, there's maybe 600, 700 good basketball players on earth, right? So he's one of them. That's awesome. But again, he's not dad. And
that's a big shadow.
Yes, that's a gigantic shadow. I mean, LeBron may be on the Mount Rushmore basketball when all said and done with Michael and Kobe and maybe whoever you want to insert there, Kareem. Will, Bill, you know, there's a ton. But again, that's a huge shadow to fill. He may not actually be a high draft pick, right? He may never be that good. So this may be his cash-in ticket to get into the NBA and get drafted. And because his dad is going to come and, you know, maybe he catches on and he's a journeyman on the bench, right? And he sells tickets because of the name on the back of his jersey. But, this is one of two things. This is him either wanting to go to another college where they're not going to be so scared to let him play because he didn't have the heart attack on their campus. And that coach and the coaching staff and the training staff and the, you know, all of that, they may let him go loose. USC is a very talented basketball school. They just are. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's one of those two things, that they just know he can't get drafted high. So this is this would be the time to get him drafted. And or LeBron's pushing it because he only has a season or two left.
That's what I was wondering. He is considered geriatric.
His age in
athletics, and that's just one of those things. He is so young still. But when you think about athletics and the physical side of everything,
you're not wrong.
I mean, what is the age? Like, really, what's the realistic age average?
I mean, think of how many minutes LeBron's actually played in the NBA, how many miles he's run on an NBA court, and you know, they talk about the guys in the 80s and 90s about what it does to your legs and your knees and how it affects your body after you're done. I mean, LeBron's a physical specimen. He still is at 40 years old. I mean, he's 39, I think. But again, I mean, he looks like he's 30. I mean, the guy's doing something, right? So, but again, he even said in a recent interview, I think late as last week, like, you know, I don't know how much more time I have left. So that, I think that's weighing heavy on this decision as well.
Yeah, I get that. But we have to talk about the total solar eclipse.
But my heart.
That is happening today. Okay. I had to Google this because I was curious, because there is so much going on around this total solar eclipse. Like, it's the eclipse of a lifetime, blah, 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 like all this stuff. And I get it, because a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse in totality, happens every 18 months. But Earth is so massive that it is it's not going to just happen all the time. I think, what is it, like 24 something or other is when the next, I feel like it's a long time before the U.S. is going to get a total solar eclipse again. But we had one in 2017, and I do not recall this kind of news coverage and hype over it. When we lived in Nashville, it came through.
We were downtown. I mean, my office was dead downtown Nashville.
Yeah, no, I remember going and seeing it. I just don't remember all of the hype. I'm talking leading up to it, the days before, the weeks before. Like, for the past 6 months, we've been seeing signs all over our town about, like, the total solar eclipse is coming up. I just don't recall seeing that around Nashville leading up to it. But I also remember standing there, and just as totality is about to hit, so did clouds.
Oh, in Nashville?
Uh-huh.
It was so bad.
It was cloudy.
It was one of those spectacular. We were there for, what, 11 years? We had, like, 3 Fourth of Julys where it was actually clear, and you could see the fireworks. And all the other years, it was just rainy or gray or cloudy, and you couldn't see anything. But, yes, that was it was almost hysterical that day, because everybody was hyped up about it. I think they had a couple.
And it was clear for the most part during the day.
Yeah. And then it was clear after.
And then just all of these clouds came hitting up. Well, hopefully there is some weather. It's pretty cloudy right now, a little bit of rain, storms that have moved in the overnight in a lot of states. And hopefully They are expecting it to start clearing up as the day goes on. Do we all have a clear sky? No, not everybody will. But may the odds be ever in your favor.
And wear your glasses. Don't look at the sun. Be safe. Wear your tinfoil hats. Do whatever you got to do.
With tinfoil hats. Oh, they were talking about, I was reading some things that said, keep your animals inside and shut the blinds. Because their cats and dogs may get confused about what's going on and look towards the sky. And of course, they're not going to be wearing glasses. So you want to keep those blinds closed. But also, if you want to take photos or videos of this, some of the advice is that if you are not a professional photographer, just don't. It's going to be online. You can see it again online. Just breathe in the experience and feel it. But if you really, really want to, make sure you still have your glasses on. Even if you're going to look through, like, at the sun through your phone, still have your glasses on.
I just took that message as like, okay, 99.9% of the world, put your phones down and actually enjoy your clip. Somebody else is taking photos of it.
Yes, because they are, and they will. And you know what? There's going to be news coverage that you can DVR. What
DVR? That's an old.
Oh no! Did I just age myself? What do we do? Hit record on whatever device you have.
Rewind.
No, but you can record, because even if you are outside, or if you don't have the channel already on, but ABC, ABC News Live, National Geographic, going to have it, and coverage starts at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, Google and Yahoo.
It's 49 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time, having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Time for Food, Farm, and Family. You can always get more information on foodfarmfamily.com. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back with us before we know it. In today's food news, what do you say we get into a little bit of a celebration before we hit up the recalls? Today is National Empanada Day. Now, an empanada is a type of fried or baked pastry with Spanish origins, in case you didn't know. The name is derived from the Spanish term empanar, which literally translates into inbreaded, meaning coated in bread. So, there you go. The dough or bread used for making empanadas is stuffed with tasty fillings of meat and vegetables. Some cultures use fruit instead. And the dish is also popular in Latin America and Southern European countries. So, go ahead and get you some empanadas today to celebrate. And now, here we go, the recall portion, as promised. This is a pretty popular product, so you may have this in your kitchen. The recall on today's menu is the veggie straws. Do you know this one? Like I said, very recognizable. It's a veggie chip that you want to be aware of if you have a dairy allergy. I mean, yes, an intolerance as well, but the deadlier side of things is if you have a straight-up allergy. This is a voluntary recall that affects Garden Veggie Straws 30-count variety packs, so not just the typical, like, big bags. These are the 30-count variety packs that were made available at select Sam's Clubs and BJ's Wholesale Clubs between March 18th and March 28th in 27 different states. The states themselves were not listed in the article, but 27 different states. Definitely be aware of this. The recall is due, like I said, to the potential exposure to a milk allergen. According to the manufacturer, no other Garden Veggie Snacks products are included in this recall, and it has not said how the company learned that the ingredient was not listed. It doesn't know whether any customers have reported issues after consuming the product, but if you have this product and you have a dairy allergy, a dairy intolerance, but especially a dairy allergy, return the bag, get your money back, do not eat this. In more recall news, do you remember the big Quaker Oats recall where there are a bunch of different products getting recalled due to salmonella exposure and they all came from this one plant in Illinois? Well, PepsiCo is closing that Quaker Oats plant. It was temporarily shuttered during all of the recall of granola products and all of that stuff. Again, this was in December 2023. The plant will officially close on June 8th. This is in Danville, Illinois. And production at the plant included more than 60 products recalled. This was major stuff. The recall even went into January because of the salmonella contamination. Now, the company is shifting production of all of the products that were made at this facility to other plants and facilities. And the company said that after a detailed review, they had determined that meeting their future manufacturing needs would require an extended closure for enhancements and modernization, which ultimately just was not worth it. It was going to be not as cost effective as it could be to just move to pre-existing plants. So that's being moved, but that's the update for this Quaker Oats plant that had all of these recalls. I mean, my goodness. Last and certainly not least, if you are still using some hand sanitizers, there is an aloe hand sanitizer. It's the Aruba Aloe Hand Sanitizer Gel with 80% alcohol, and the Aruba Aloe Alcalata Gel. I am not familiar with that second one. The products have been found to contain alcohol dentured with methanol. So this is a pretty big situation. The risk statement reads as such: substantial methanol exposure can result in nausea, vomiting, headache, blurred vision, coma, seizures, permanent blindness, permanent damage to the central nervous system, and possible death. Although all persons using these products on their hands are at risk, young children who accidentally ingest these products and adolescents and adults who drink these products as an alcohol substitute are most at risk for methanol poisoning. To date, Aruba Aloe Balm in Nevada has not received any reports of adverse events related to these products, but these are national. These are sold everywhere. You can get these online. It is the Aruba Aloe Hand Sanitizer Gel. Those are the affected ones, the Aruba Aloe Alkalata Gel. Just be aware and also be conscious of how often you do touch your eyes or put your fingers in your mouth or anything like that, especially after putting any kind of chemical, even hand sanitizers that are not being recalled. Just be conscious of all of that. More information can be found on foodfarmfamily.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.